Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I'd like to say thank you to all of my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 37 countries around the world that tunes in. I appreciate you. And if you would like to talk to our guest tonight, just dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key. That will let me know you have a comment or a question. But if you don't hit the one key, I will keep you in mute status so you can just enjoy the show. And before I bring on my special guest, I want to say hello to my sidekick, Chris Michael Ward. Hey, Chris!
Hey, Terry. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Time is flying by so fast, man. Before you know it, it'll be Christmas time again. So.
or our birthdays.
Or something. It'll be something. It'll be some holidays coming. You know, I guess the next one, I guess, is Labor Day or whatever. I don't know. But
Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right, Mother's Day. So everybody who knows me, I receive gifts well. You can send them to me. I'm okay with that. If you don't want to give me a gift, I do Cash App. $ transformed number 10. But I'm going to stop messing around. We got a phenomenal guest tonight. This lady, oh, my God, Miss Pat Gale, she is phenomenal. You know, she is an author. She's an entrepreneur. She's a business consultant. She's a community organizer and evangelist. But what's so good about her, man, at 25 years of age, she purchased her own Century 21 franchise, All Metro Realty, where she was licensed and had 400-plus agents. So, you know, if she had 400 people underneath her, this female is bad to the bone. She is what you call a B-O-S-S, exclamation mark. She's a boss, you know. And I know her because we happen to do our water aerobics at the same place. And she come in there like a boss, too. She wait till all our butts are in the pool freezing. And she wait until we all up in there. And then she'll sashay in there. And join the group. But I love Pat. She is a fun lady. I'm going to stop picking at her. But I'm going to let her introduce herself. Pat, introduce yourself to people who don't know you. And it's a pleasure that I know you.
Well, Authors Terry, thank you for having me on this broadcast on what I call a Freedom Friday. I think you've already done enough introductions, and I'm kind of on pins and needles because I don't know what to expect. You know, you wouldn't give me no script, you wouldn't give me no kind of direction where to go. And then when I heard that song a minute ago, I said, "Wait a minute, a do right woman."
Yes, baby. It's just
but
like
anyway.
Girl, because my co-host Chris, he's gay. He's one of the girls. You know, I'm single.
Chris,
you know.
Say that again, man. You say
your co-host. My co-host, Chris, tell her who you are, baby. We have no shame on this camp because everybody got a story to tell.
Okay.
Oh, tell her who I am.
Yes. Tell her, you know, are you gay? Because she said you one of the girls, too.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gay. I've been gay since 2006. Yep.
All right.
Okay, then. All right. So here we go. What's your topic tonight, Authors Terry? Because you done set me up.
It's about American dreams do come true.
Oh, yeah, they come true. The Bible said we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. So anyway, I'm delighted to come on, you know. As you said earlier, we just passed by each other during the week with water aerobics and everything. And just the last week that I was in there, and I told you all I would be out for a while, we sat down and talked, and you invited me on the show. And I've been ripping and running since then with other previous tasks and kingdom commitments. So, therefore, I took a pause in the cause, accepted the invitation to come on, and thank you if you're reaching 30-plus countries. And I hope that something is said tonight that will encourage the listeners, bring them hope and peace and joy and love and righteousness in the kingdom of God and the Holy Ghost. So I'm all about the things of God. I've been walking with the Lord for 30-something years, and thankful to him by his grace. I never look back. That mean I haven't had any challenges. In fact, you mentioned being an author. I ended up in this part of the country as a result of hurricanes, plural. And during that time, I penned a book entitled Victory on the Front Line, Experiencing Seven Successful Strategies. And that came about as a result of what God gave me, the grace and the strength to overcome in this world, in this life. Thankful for that. And from the book, I have a television broadcast on the YouTube entitled Victory on the Front Line. Victory, seven letters, the acronym, V strategy, I strategy, C strategy, T strategy, O, R, and Y, all different strategies. So V strategy involves vision. If anybody's going to do anything and be productive with it and be progressive with it, they have to have vision. It says without a vision, the people perish. And the other part of that is a voice, which is what we're doing tonight or today. We have a voice to articulate that which we have been inspired by vision. You can write the vision and make it plain that they may run that, read it. Though it might tarry, it shall come to pass. So with overcoming many challenges from the hurricane, God gave me a vision years ago, and the vision was to, he said, they that be of me shall go into the desolate waste places and rebuild cities, restore foundations, you know, raise up foundations, restore the path to dwell in. And so that's my path with real estate. I thought initially he was talking about buildings and brick and mortar because that's what I dealt with. And, you know, being a part of the multimillion dollar club, that's all I was dealing with. But when I moved from one part of Louisiana, which was Baton Rouge, to New Orleans, Louisiana, and the hurricane hit, I found out that he wasn't talking about brick and mortar. It's talking about people, the mindsets of people. People minds are desolate. People minds are twisted. People minds are fogged up with lies and deception. And so then therefore it provoked me to get into a situation whereas I would communicate the voice of truth so that those that decided to, they could have the opportunity to come through by hearing the voice of truth and making the decision on which path they wanted to take. The other part of that B strategy and the victory on the front line is on Amazon.com. The book, the actual broadcast is on the new ADDCT Network Television, which stands for American Dreams Do Come True. Is to be violent, not violent with the gang banging and the shooting and the crime and all the negative report that's going on, but violent in our faith, violent in believing that the righteous, the scripture says we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, violent in knowing who we are and whose we are. Sometimes people have an identity crisis. And so right now we're living in a time when we need to know our identity. We need to know what platform. I mean, I was really skeptical, and I said, now, God, am I supposed to come on this blog talk? I almost hung up. I said, wait a minute, what? Am I on the wrong channel? But he said, no, I'm opening doors that no man can shut. Why? Because people need to hear something that's going to resonate peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. I run into a lot of people. Some are very wealthy, but they don't have no peace. Come on with me, somebody. You see, and so violence of faith, and then what I love, the other V strategy is vocation. Oh, my God, what is vocation? I lived on the Gulf Coast, and I learned that when you in your vocation, you on vacation every day. I don't have to get an excuse to get off and do what God will have me to do because I'm doing what he wants me to do daily with the peace and the joy. And the last V would be victory. Victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 say, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. No death, where is your sting? You don't have no sting because he gives us the victory. So I can believe, and I thoroughly am convinced that we can live in a place where we don't have to wrestle against no flesh and blood. We don't have to be fearful of anything coming against us because why? We're seated in heavenly places, those of us that know the truth. With Christ Jesus. So that's a little bit about my walk and my journey going from making a very profitable income at a young age. I'll go ahead and say it, over $250,000, living in a $500,000 house, having two cars and Hurricane Katrina and Rita. Them sisters come through there and said, oop, there it is. So I had to start over. In the natural, I would have lost my mind. In fact, I thought I did. I went to two therapists, but they told me I was all right. So what I do, I just walk around cuckoo for Cocoa Puff for a while, but that's all right, too. You understand.
Well, I know,
and so
I found out, Pat, that a lot of times people put too much stock in what man said, but God, you know, if you talk to him and present yourself with a contrite heart and, you know that he is God and that, you know, he is who you want to follow, you can ask for peace that passes all understanding. You know, and the world that we live in, I've always said that down here on earth is the proving ground. It's what we do down here dictate where we're going. And we only got two choices, heaven or hell. But, you know, thank God that God also has a sense of humor, because look at us, we're all different. But, you know, I just wish people was more kind and loving, you know, because sometimes you got to meet people where they at to help them. Because a lot of times people sometimes don't know that they lost, you know, but you got to meet them where they at, you know, and have that spirit of love and forgiveness. Because when Jesus came down here on earth, you know, he came for everyone to give us an opportunity for salvation. That's why he died. Thank God he stayed up on that cross, on that cool, rugged tree, because if he hadn't came down, we would have been a whole bunch of nice people, and we'd all be going nowhere. But because of him, we would be raised.
You know, although he died in the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, there's still a lot of people that don't know. They don't make the choice. It's about us, our relationship, if we want that relationship with him.
Exactly.
Because people read a lot of books. This is a global place with full of knowledge. Anybody wanting knowledge, Google it, ask Siri, ask the other one, I can't think of the name right now, one of them robots. Just ask them, hey, turn the lights on, hey, do this, you know. But if we don't spend time and humble our heart to have a relationship and submit to him, then you're still walking around cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know?
I agree with that because I was raised in the church. My dad and grandfather were ministers. My dad was Pentecostal minister. My grandfather was Baptist. And my only child, she is a minister as well. So, you know, I thank God that God has surrounded me with people who want to see his face, who want to meet him in glory, you know. But because I was raised in a house full of ministers and everything, I don't process things the way other people do, because I see the flaws in the human part of mankind, you know. And I just know that I just try to make my spirit right, try to be a kind and giving person and have the qualities that Jesus, you know, did for everyone. And I just try to, you know, share with people what I know. I'm not here to be a judge, because the book of Ephesians says that he's going to judge the quick and the dead, you know. So, you know, instead of me judging this person, that person, you know, hey, I might be a fruit inspector, because we are the fruit of our seed. Whatever we put in us, that's what's going to come out. So, you know, I might be a fruit inspector, but I'm not going to judge. And on my walk until God calls me home and I drop this earthly road, I'm just going to be a better person, try to be more kind, be more loving, and share the gospel, you know. And just because every word that he say comes out of his mouth will not come back void. So, you know, and that's how I'm going to do it. But with that being said, Chris got a question for you, Pat. Go ahead, Chris, with your question.
Okay, let me just one thing. Chris, please don't forget your question. Let me just say one thing, because see, authoress Terry messed with me when we first came on. So you're a PK kid.
I sure am. You're a PK kid. I sure am, baby.
That's a whole culture by itself, you know,
yes,
being a PK kid, you know, because you can see both ways. But go ahead, Chris.
Exactly.
Let me hear your questions, sir.
Okay, well... Miss Pat, you're so many things. You're an author, you're a real estate agent, you're a minister. Were any of these childhood dreams, or did they come to you later in your life? If you don't mind me asking.
That's a very good question. None of them were childhood dreams. Okay, let me talk about the author part. Because I was overcoming so many challenges that I was faced with unexpectedly, I found writing to be a way for me to express myself. Well, I never started out, Chris, to write no book. I was trying to do an audio book, okay? And after I had it professionally recorded and everything, because I have 7 books in the word victory, there are 7 letters. So I have 7 books. So I did all the audio books and then only find out you can't have an audio book till you get a printed book. So my first printed book that I did, Big Volume 1, was in 2014. And I did book signings like you wouldn't believe. I don't know if my sister's listening, but she lives in Redondo, California. I did a book signing there, mm-hmm. and then my third son might be listening. I used to live in New Orleans, and we used to go to all the festivals. Okay, so Essence Festival, as I would go, I always said, "Oh, I want to speak one day." I would do. I had a book signing at Essence Festival. It was the most phenomenal experience because people were coming up buying the book. They didn't know me. I said, uh-huh. Look how this works. So that was the author part of it. The real estate part of it, they're entrepreneurs in my family. I was inspired mm-hmm. by my uncle. My mother was an entrepreneur. My grandfather, they all own properties and everything. And my mom used to always say my daddy used to own land. My daddy used to own, it was hundreds of acres. And then, but it was taken from him because he didn't understand the taxes part. And then my uncle became a lawyer. And he became a lawyer because he was in a situation where people was trying to take advantage of his dad or my grandfather's land. And then another uncle was a real estate broker in New Orleans. I just liked their lifestyle. I mean, we go down there. I mean, they were living it up. And so I was inspired to get into real estate by watching my family members. I grew up in it, and I worked in corporate America. I was working for, at the time it was known as South Central Bell Telephone Company. It's now AT&T. And I was in the mall selling what they call a kiosk, designer phones. They had the little Mickey Mouse phones and all kind of phones. I was just selling up some phones, and this man came by. He said, "Well, why don't you get into real estate?" I said, "I don't know nothing about it, no real estate." And he told me how, and one day when I was in the office looking out, and people were so free coming on the riverboat cruise, I said, "Shoot, I want to do that." And I walked off that job. My mom thought I had lost my mind. She said, "You walked off another good job?" I said, "Yep, I'm going to get in real estate." And I starved the first 6 months.
Yeah,
finally got a handle of it by reading a book. That's mm-hmm. how I learned initially, by reading a book. And my reason for investing and purchasing the Century 21 franchise was they had the best training. So I traveled the nation learning how to do every aspect of real estate. And I think it was one more you said, the author. What was the other one, Chris? I don't want to.
Business consultant, community.
Minister.
Community organizer.
Okay, community organizer. I was
entrepreneur,
at the time
author,
living.
Consultant, evangelist.
Yeah. Okay. At the time, I was living in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and the crime was very bad back then, and I've always had a passion for children and youth. I was a youth pastor for 7 years. We would deal with 300 to 500 youth every week, and so anyway, I was able to. I was designated to a particular community, which was like one of the worst inner city communities in Baton Rouge, and so therefore. there was an organization that reached out to me, and I went to training in Minnesota for being a community organizer and got certified for that. And so that's how that came about, and I began to do dramas and outreaches and concerts and anything to involve the youth to bring them together. And it was very successful. The best one we had, we used to specialize on Father's Day. The best one we had, I said, oh, I was so tired. I said, I don't think we're going to do this no more. They said, oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. And COVID hit, the pandemic. So that was the last time that we did that. And I was called into ministry at a young age, didn't know it, didn't know the Lord was speaking to me, because as a child at the Baptist church, they would tell us to do papers. You know, we would get up and read a paper, and my paper would always be the same thing as the sermon. I didn't know. And later on in life, ma'am.
Our 30 minutes has gone by that fast, and we got four minutes for the clock. Yes, it's like, shh. Now, what we can do is you can tell people how to get a hold of you, and we can always do a part two. But part one is coming to a close in 4 minutes and 13 seconds. So I'm going to use this opportunity so you can tell people how to reach you, how to find your books, and everything else, and, you know, we can always come back and to continue what you're talking about, but our time ran out for
today. I'm going to take two of those minutes and finish Chris' questions, and then I'll tell him how to reach me. Is that okay? Okay.
Good,
so actually, the Lord told me to come into ministry, and I didn't understand the voice of God, and I was called and ordained, licensed first as a youth pastor, then an evangelist. And so that's how that came about. It wasn't nothing spooky, no dream, no vision. I actually heard the voice of God, and he said, I want you to teach my people how to speak to the mountains and command them to be moved. And that's my quest. Now, people can reach me. The best way. The book is on Amazon.com. My number is 1-888-450-4955, 888-450-4955, extension 801. Best contact for me is email, because when we're in the studio producing, my phone is turned off, and my email address is victory@patriciagail.org, victory@patriciagail.org. Website, www.addctnetwork.org. ADD is an acronym for American Dreams Do Come True. So there you have it. Thank you all so much.
Well, you know, I so appreciate you taking this time, because people, y'all don't know this woman. Man, if you're on her calendar, you ought to feel lucky, because she is a busy woman. So I'm glad she's penciled me in. So, hey, thank you, darling. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Nice meeting both of you. Nice meeting
you.
Chris,
reach
out to me so I can finish answering your question. I'm not going to promise you I'm going to come back, girl. I already told you I was busy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I got you tonight, y'all. Check her out. Book on Amazon.
All right. God bless you.
And next weekend, our special guest is going to be talking about, is it okay to have sex if your husband has erectile dysfunction? So it's going to be a doozy.
You a mess. I'm afraid for you. Bye.
Okay, well, everybody got a
story
to tell. All right. Take care. Everybody be safe. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.